was in Nebraska City, one of the things that I did a few times when I had kids at Mass for a group of kids, for students at Mass for homilies, I would take a song that they knew and and just say the lyrics. You know, it was never anything bad, but it's like when you know when you're singing and you're jamming out in the car, you know, it's fine, you know, but when you kind of sit back and you actually listen to the lyrics, or you actually say the lyrics out loud, it's actually kind of... So one of the songs, and they actually did a spoof on this song, I think it was on Saturday Night Live one time, and it was kind of a funny skit. But the song is "What Is Love" by Hathaway, and it's, "What is love? Oh, baby, don't hurt me no more. Baby, don't hurt me no more. What is love? Yeah. Now, I don't know why you're not fair. I give you my love, but you don't care. So what is right and what is wrong? Give me a sign. What is love? Oh, baby, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me no more. What is love? Oh, baby, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me no more. Whoa, 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 oh, whoa, whoa, oh." And then, you know, it goes on and on. I won't go through all the lyrics with you, but the reason that I was thinking about that is that in the gospel reading, Jesus gives us a new commandment. And Jesus says, love one another. As I have loved you, so you also should love one another. And so I think it's important, you know, that question, the reason I was thinking about that song is, I always have a song in my head, but the reason I was thinking about that song in particular is, what is love? You know, if we think about that, you know, what is Jesus talking about when he says, I give you a new commandment, love one another? And the reason that it's important for us to reflect on that is because we use love in a lot of different senses. You know, we have, again, I love pizza, you know, I love ice cream even more. But you know, those are, we say we love those things, but you can't really have, you know, that's different than the way that I love my mom, I love my sister, or my uncle, you know. So that understanding, what is he talking about when he says, to love one another. And so Jesus, he goes, because this is his commandment. This is the, you know, we have all the commandments in the old, you know, however many hundreds and hundreds of commandments they had in the Old Testament. But this is the new commandment that Jesus gives. And the commandment is not to not do something, or it is to whatever, but it is to do something. It's to love. But again, what is that? And so the good thing is that he has a clarification in the very next line. He says, as I have loved you, so you also should love one another. So he gives a context for that love. And as we've just come through this whole Paschal mystery, in this, the suffering, the death, and then ultimately the resurrection of Jesus, we see that what he means by love is, it's not simply an emotional response that we have when we're around somebody. It's not simply a good feeling. You know, those things can be a part of love and an important part of love. But in its core, in its essence, what we see is the laying down, most especially, you know, the 12th station, the laying down of one's life, that crucifixion, the total outpouring of self for the sake of the beloved. And that's how Jesus loves us. And you know, we see in the book of Revelation, it's talking about you know, the New Jerusalem coming down as a bride adorned for her husband. So that bridal analogy of the bride, so the husband, the bridegroom, Christ, is in a relationship with his beloved. He's laying down his life for his bride, for the church. And so this is the context then of what Christian loving should look like. He says, as I have loved you, so you also should love one another. And so imagine if we all did that. You know, imagine what our world would be like if everybody just went around, you know, loving one another, sacrificing for one another, of laying down their life for one another. You know, we wouldn't have these wars, we wouldn't have these famines. We wouldn't have the, you know, because everybody would be concerned about the other, not just about what can I get out of it or what's in it for me. But instead of that selfishness that we seem to be imbued with so much because of sin, there is that selflessness of Christ, that self-forgetfulness. And always, but when you have everyone doing that, all the members of the body are lifted up then, because as I am laying down my life for others, others are laying down their life for me. And that's really what Jesus wants the church to be like. But we have to start somewhere. And I can't control the behavior of other people. I can try to inspire other people or instruct other people or teach other people, but I can't control other people's behavior. But what I can do is try to give a good witness of what does that loving look like. And so we've had some wonderful saints, you know, that help teach us about that. You know, Mother Teresa or Pope John Paul II, you know, they really gave that an incredible example of really what Christian loving is. So let us really strive to live in the love of Jesus Christ and to follow his commandment to love one another as he has loved us.